And it's time. We have stretched. We have prepared. It's Power Hour time. Let's get on it. Let's get to Me News. Let's get some sponsors.
Metter Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
That, my friends, is Flashlight, and this is Corby Davidson.
Thank you very much. Today is the 35th anniversary of the finale of MASH. And for all those kids out there that don't remember this, not Smash, that's not a sitcom. MASH was a sitcom that ended 35 years ago, and I was not a P1 of MASH. I'm not going to sit here and say that I was.
I was actively hostile to MASH as a kid.
I didn't get it.
It seemed, you know,
it sounded boring.
I'm telling you, the problem was the theme song.
Yeah. It sounded serious. Like something that was going to be boring and serious.
Yeah, and I know that most people say this was such cutting edge comedy, especially for its time. I have seen the movie. Have y'all seen the movie?
No.
Because
there's not an orange Dodge Challenger flying over a creek with a rebel flag on top of it. No.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
He's right. But for some reason, I knew enough about the movie to know that's where they had the lyrics in the MASH song.
It's brilliant. Robert Altman did this.
Yeah. I've heard great things.
Hilarious.
But at the time, it wasn't a cop show around three women that looked like supermodels.
I know.
And a guy that talked through a box.
I know.
See, that's what I was interested in.
Danny's general television views are spot on.
Or maybe a truck driver that had a monkey in the seat next to him.
My name is B.J. McKay.
See, right?
This is my best friend, Bear.
That's awesome. And don't think for a second that the catchy theme song didn't help either on any of these things. And yeah, MASH kind of, the song was, I think my dad even told me, he's like, yeah, it's a great song.
It took me
It's called Suicide is Painless.
Suicide is
I'm
painless.
Out.
It took me forever to come around to Taxi because of that sleepy ass
theme
song.
Yes.
And that show's brilliant.
I can take or leave it if I please.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to bore anybody with the details of the MASH finale, but CBS ran a two-hour finale. And every time there's a significant five-year anniversary, it's worth mentioning that on this night, February 28th, 1983, 106 million people were tuned in.
Dude, that can't be right.
It's right.
106 million people.
You hear that, Bob?
Impossible.
You hear that, Mike?
He's not here.
So our country at the time, well, at now it's 330 million. I wonder what it was back then.
I think it was 50.
No, see, 106 were watching MASH.
Oh. Back then, about 200, 230.
So half the country was watching MASH.
Yes.
Like, just to hear they were all watching TV at the same time, but then all watching MASH.
It's crazy, dude.
So was this the Who Shot JR episode, or why were they all watching this episode?
Because it was the finale.
The last one.
That's
we're going
it.
Away.
That's it. Yeah.
Was there some sort of suspense on how they were going to sort things out
they
one
were,
last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I think that they were going to tell us who won the Korean War.
It wasn't
was
us.
Was it Korea or the United States? Find out next on MASH.
So when they would pull the masks off the robbers and find out that they solved another
you
crime.
You damn Koreans! There's Jackie Chan standing there. Hello!
Sir?
Huh.
Look, I don't know.
You don't?
I don't know. So here are... I'm going to give you this because I like you guys. Y'all are fun. I'm going to give you the top 10 most watched finales in the history of television. All right? So you got MASH at 107 million.
Right.
At number 10, Frasier.
Of course.
Now, some of these might surprise you because I would think that all of them would be at a time when there was no cable TV, meaning there was four channels and you're watching, you know, everybody's watching the same thing. But no, Frasier, the Frasier finale was in 2004. I mean, everybody had satellite dish and cable by then.
No doubt.
35 million people tuned in to watch Frasier.
That's a lot.
Good show.
Never saw one episode.
Dude.
Brilliant.
You're making a mistake.
I've heard.
Absolutely brilliant. Number nine, this shocked me. Home Improvement
Yeah.
And that was after Pam Anderson left.
Right.
The finale of Home Improvement had 36 million viewers. Here's another one that surprised me. Number 8, Family Ties. 36.5 million viewers.
Love that show.
I did too. I don't remember the finale.
See, the thing about all these shows, well, not all, but many of them, when they get to the finale, they're kind of petering out, right?
Yeah.
Like Family Ties, they added and subtracted a few ancillary characters.
No doubt. Boner was there.
They added their own Oliver.
Skippy.
Right. Oh, hey.
Who was Scott Valentine's character?
Was Skippy.
Nick.
Or was he Boner?
Nick, yes.
Whoa. Yo, Mallory.
Number 7, All in the Family, had 40.2 million viewers for its finale. That makes sense. I would have thought more.
See, that...
Same.
That seems of the same era and of the same potential of MASH.
Now, was it All in the Family or was it Archie Bunker's place? Because he rolled right into that.
Yeah, and did she die in the last one?
That's how they wrote her off.
Oh, okay.
Why she wasn't in the Archie Bunker's place.
They killed Edith.
Yes.
We'd probably like a do-over on this at number 6, The Cosby Show, 44.5 million. As I'm reading Business Insider, when it describes the finale, the first sentence, before the sexual assault allegations, Bill Cosby was known as America's favorite dad for 8 years.
You read a lot of Business Insider. What's wrong? What's happened to you?
I'm into business, bro.
Okay.
I'd like to think
expand my portfolio.
I'd like to think we can still disavow Bill Cosby while still remembering fondly the Cosby
Show. All right,
show.
So you want to introduce your kids to the Cosby Show. And say, guys, watch this. It's awesome. Without any context.
I don't know that I would do that for any show from the 80s, though.
But
it's not some stand against Bill Cosby's conduct.
Well, I'm saying if my kid said, what did you watch in the 80s? And I'm like, and I watched all this. I'd be like, well, one of my favorite shows was this. And then I'd just say, consume, young men. Or would you say, before you consume this, I need to explain to you the concept of drugging and raping women.
That show was as wholesome as it got.
But he was in the middle.
But they're not going to do background checks on every actor.
That's what dads are here for. That's what we're here for.
That's what Kempspin would do to my kids as they were sitting there. You know this actor had done. Let me tell you about what's going on here with this guy off the air.
Number 5, Magnum P.I. Had no idea it was this popular. 51 million people tuned in to see the finale of The Greatest Mustache in the history of mankind, right? Do we deny? Is there any debate?
Pretty great.
It's hard to argue.
I mean, that guy was so hot.
And Higgins.
I don't know how much Higgins brought in the viewers. Number 4, Friends.
I knew that would be up there.
66 million viewers in 2004. Again. Cable, satellite, all of it.
There's a reason why all the platforms are clamoring to buy Friends.
Gagree.
It was a big part of my must-see TV run. As a newlywed, we'd get together with other newlyweds and watch our shows on Thursday night.
Number 3, with 76.3 million, Seinfeld.
Yep,
that's the other one that we would watch on Thursday nights.
All sitcoms?
Yeah.
Or just TV shows in general?
TV shows in general.
Is Dallas up there?
Well, Magnum was in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Dallas made it, but they're outside the top 10.
Outside of top 10. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got number 2 left.
Yes. Seinfeld, 76.
What are we missing?
Seinfeld last night.
We missing?
It's a sitcom?
It's a sitcom from the 80s.
Oh, okay.
The Ropers.
Good guess.
Cheers, yes. 84.5 million viewers, May 20th, 1993. What a great show. Still holds up.
Yeah.
Seen an episode in the last 5 years. Loved it. So there you go. There's my fun list.
Cheers, one of those shows that as a 10-year-old, I was okay with.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
That's the
laugh my ass off.
That'd be a fun list, though, since we're all kind of the same age. These shows that most put you out as a 10-year-old, you're just like, because we only, you know, I don't know about you guys, but we had four channels, and one of them was like PBS. So you really only had three channels to watch.
Right.
So it wasn't necessarily let's see what's
PBS
on.
PBS definitely did not count.
It did for like Mr. Rogers and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, post 9 a.m. Yeah.
There's no way somebody under the age of 40 could understand how television did not give you very many choices, if any, at a certain time.
Yeah.
And like you were subject to whatever they wanted to show you. The concept of endless channels, on-demand DVRs, it's just so foreign to how it all started.
And if you wanted to know what was coming on television, you had to subscribe to a tiny magazine.
Yes.
Or look in your newspaper.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What's on the TV tonight?
Like, how many newspapers were sold strictly for their TV listings through the years?
Yes. Man, that takes me... I mean, I completely remember that. Like, looking in the newspaper...
to see what was going to be on.
Yeah.
Or to find out what game they were going to show on Sunday.
God, we're old.
Can I reveal another layer of my loserdom?
Yep.
So, in the 90s, about the time Project Digitize was happening with football games, I was also trying to put together the entire Seinfeld set on VHS. Because it wasn't offered commercially, but I thought, I need access to every Seinfeld episode as it happens. Well, this was very difficult back then. And this did require newspaper listings, because on the newspaper listings, they would tell you what episode is going to be shown tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, okay, I need this one. I need this one. This is one of the 18 episodes I don't have on these 7 videotapes. So go to the end and, episode 58 is going to be on
tonight. Where did you put all your VCR tapes?
Ask my wife, like a full closet.
God!
Just 200 or 300 VHS tapes.
Oh!
It was bad. I had a problem. I have a lesser problem now. It's all behind me. But I don't
it's
think
all
I
in the cloud now.
I don't think I ever completed the set because
I'm sure the resolution on those are great.
Horrible
by today's standards.
You know, and you come back from a commercial and you try to cut out all the commercials, uh-huh. But then you'd forget to hit record again, so you miss the first two minutes of that segment. A lot of great jokes in there, of course. George has something go wrong, or Newman, whatever. It was very difficult to do. And then, of course, they just sold them commercially, like, right after that.
Right.
And you felt like a moron. And then you bought those and never watched them.
Right. And then they came out with Blu-rays.
And now they're on Hulu anytime you want to watch them.
Yep. Well, the amount of money we have wasted through the years on from advancing from 8-track to cassette tape to CD to digital, the amount of money that we have wasted on TV shows...
It's
buying VHS tapes.
It is in the high thousands of dollars that we've spent in our lives chasing technology.
Absolutely.
Did you
and women?
You guys certainly would record songs off music radio, right?
What? Yeah, cassette tape.
Yeah, like in the 80s, you would try to catch your favorite songs with cassette tapes.
I couldn't go by the 45 of Photograph at
right.
Bob's Super Save.
Dude,
I needed to record
so
it on
the
radio.
So you have
the
same DJ walk up.
Yeah.
You almost hear the DJ talking because you heard his version that many times.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, me and my dumbass friends, we would get like the Scorpions Love at First Sting and like put it in a jam box. Put my jam box right next to it, play it,
and record
and then
it.
Hit record on mine, so I'm getting a speaker recording.
Off a little tiny crappy condenser mic.
Right. Of Love at First Sting, and then I didn't think anything of it. Yeah, I got it. Why? Yeah, sure, I got it.
Love at First Sting.
Let me ask you, Bob.
Yes, sir?
I understand your sports nerddom and your affinity for recording things. Tell me if you have ever topped this.
Okay.
I once recorded on a small Radio Shack cassette player, the one you would get with the one speaker, like a little dictaphone. It would even come with a microphone. I put the microphone up to the television set, and I believe on it was a 90-minute cassette tape. On two cassette tapes, I recorded the audio from the 1981 Pro Bowl. And I would listen to it at night when I would fall asleep.
You might be my leader.
The audio.
The audio of the 1981 Pro Bowl with Al Michaels.
Dude.
And I would fall asleep. I would listen to the 1981 Pro Bowl for like 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, random absolutely. Random games, once you learned that audio recordings were possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would listen to the audio of Brady Bunch episodes.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
I got that tape recorder, I recorded everything.
Early Walkmans, you're walking to school listening to audio of a show from last night.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that.
We broke the code.
Dorks.
80s technology. Dorkdom.
Speaking of 70s shows, Hawaii 5-0, I think was a 70s show. Was that a 60s show, Danny?
60s and 70s.
Okay. With Cam Thong as Chin Ho.
Mm-hmm. Seemed pretty spare.
The original Hawaii 5-0, I became addicted to it when I was in college. I would rewatch those, and they were brilliant. But the new Hawaii 5-0 is coming to an end. Aww. 10 years, 240 episode run, which has got to be longer than the original, right, Ty? Was the original?
How many episodes?
That wasn't on 10 years.
240 episodes.
Dude.
That's a good run for Hawaii 5-0 Junior.
Huge, yes.
No, it was 12 seasons, 279 episodes for the original.
Ah, good. I'm glad it got the new one.
Well, I think Dan's daughter is really into this.
The new Hawaii 5-0?
The new Hawaii 5-0 with the dude from Lost, right?
Okay, if anything encapsulates modern network TV, it's got to be this, right?
Yeah.
Like, it screams network television.
Absolutely.
Just glossy and simpleton.
Paint by numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Wrap it up at the 50-minute mark of each episode.
Right. And that's why he committed that crime.
Da, 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 da.
Had a great theme song.
The best ever.
Yeah.
Right?
I used to watch that and The Streets of San Francisco with my old man.
Tune in Monday when we have another E! News that consists of Damn, We're Old. But next, Bob.
Yes.
This is how we're young, because we're going to talk about gambling. There is one state that is going full bore, wide open, anything goes. When will Texas come around?